Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. It's time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon, and you're supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing needed equipment and supplies. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and the turtle bus. If you'd like to join me for some yoga, unroll your yoga mat, and we'll start in a few minutes. For now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth so that you're anchored in. Feel the nourishment, the nurturing from the earth. You are here. The time is now. It's been a few weeks since I've recorded an episode because between wildlife rehabilitation season being at its peak and some technological issues, I just haven't been able to. So I'm very happy to be back with you this week. I've continued my practice of pulling a card from Kim Cron's The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck every morning in the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook. If you'd like to join us in that group, look for the link in the show notes. You are more than welcome. The card that I pulled this morning is Otter. Otter is in the water element group of animal cards. And Otter is this light, playful, joyful spirit. The energy of Otter is about bliss and finding the joy and fun and playfulness that you had when you were a child, or perhaps that you desired to have when you were a child. If the past few weeks in the United States has taught me anything, it's that others' lived experiences are very different from mine. I acknowledge my privilege as a white middle-class woman, and I'm trying to be an ally by hearing the stories and being supportive of the movement of Black Lives Matter and the other movements that are happening right now. So when I invite you to Otter's childlike innocence and playfulness, please know that I am acknowledging that your childhood may not reflect this energy. And I invite you to find the childlike innocence that is within you, even if it was not your lived experience. So when we practice today, let's play on the yoga mat. Let's find a way to tap into that childlike exuberance and to find joy and bliss. So if you are joining me for the yoga practice, I'm going to invite you to come onto your mat standing and put yourself in the middle of your mat so that you have some space around you. Separate your feet shoulder width to mat width apart so you have a nice wide base. relax your legs, your arms. Let your spine stack naturally. Just sink down into your feet, reach up through the crown of your head, and feel into that. Now, tapping into earth energy. Imagine that below you, the earth was shifting, shaking. And begin to bring the vibration of the earth into your feet and legs and let them shake. Feel that movement as you wiggle, vibrate. Bring that energy up into the hips and the torso, and then your arms and hands, and then your neck and head, and let everything just have a little vibration, a little movement. There's no right way to do this. Let it be as it feels good for you. Feel into that, maybe feeling the muscles starting to wake up and tapping into that vibration of the earth that's always happening. Always little earthquakes all over. Feel into that. And then from deep in your belly, begin to sound ah. You might need to take a breath in there, do a little more. Away. Let the movement start to fade away, coming back into stillness, but feeling the resonance of those vibrations in your body. Your outer body might have come back to stillness, but feel the inner body still vibrating with life. Breathe with that for a moment. Breathe in and out through your nose. Begin to feel the breath coming in and out, and the little vibrations in the lungs. You might even feel your heart beating in your chest, pulse, the blood pumping through your body. All of that movement. Now, keeping your feet shoulder to mat width apart, take an inhale and sweep your arms up over your head. Just take a big reach up, stretching like you just woke up in the morning. And then soften your knees, and as you exhale, open your arms out to the side and fold forward, hinging at your hips. Bend your knees a little bit and drop your upper body down. Let your arms hang loosely from your shoulders, hands just resting on the floor. Swing or sway a little bit, as if your head, shoulders were a big pendulum swinging from one foot to the other. Very gently, shoulders completely relaxed so the arms hang like wet noodles. Gently swaying, relaxing. Now let that swaying come back to center and bend your knees deeply enough to place your palms flat right underneath your shoulders. And keeping your palms pressing down into the floor, the ground, as you take your next breath in, lift your tailbone to the sky so your legs start to go a little bit straighter, just until you feel that stretch down the backs of your thighs. And as you exhale, bend your knees, let your hips sink down a little bit. Inhale, press into the floor with your feet, lift your tailbone, keep your palms planted. And exhale, bend your knees, sink your upper body onto your thighs. And do a few more of these, nice and slow with your breath. Be playful. So there's nothing here that should create any strain. Stay within your edge. One more time, inhale the tailbone up. And then exhale, bend the knees. Your belly drops right onto your thighs. Now press your feet down into the floor. Keep your knees bent, tuck your tailbone, and as you take your next breath in, roll up. Stack your vertebrae, one on top of the other. Nice and slow. Keep the arms hanging loose, the chin to the chest. Roll yourself up. Bring your shoulders up over your hips, and then lift your ears over your shoulders. And feel the energy that's rising up now out of your legs, up through your body, out through your crown. Heel toe your feet in until you're standing with your feet under your hips in mountain pose. I take an inhale and sweep your arms up to bring your biceps to your ears. Interlace your fingers, extend your index fingers up, draw your arms close to your ears, lift your ribs, reach up through your index fingers, and as you take an exhale, take a little bend over to the right. Roll your left shoulder back slightly and breathe into the left side. Drop weight into the outside edge of your left foot. Reach your crown towards your thumbs. As you take your next breath in, come slowly back up, reach, lift, and as you exhale, take your bend over to the left. Keep the right bicep to the back of the right ear so your heart stays open. Sink into your right foot. Feel the stretch down the right side. As you take your next breath in, come slowly back up. Exhale, release your hands and float them all the way down to your sides. Relax your shoulders. Maybe bounce them a little bit, like that vibration is still happening, to release any tension that's there in the shoulders. Beautiful. Now step your left foot back. 2.5 to 3 feet. Turn your toes out to a 45 degree angle, so that they're not facing all the way to the side, only about halfway there. Keep your hips squared forward. Roll into the outside edge of your left foot. And then bend your right knee and stack your knee over your right heel. Setting up the legs for Warrior One. Press your feet down into the floor, lift up through your heart. Now inhale and float your arms up over your head, bringing your bicep to your ears, palms facing each other. Reach. Keep the tops of the shoulders moving down, even though you're reaching through your fingers. Lift your ribs. Now turn your palms out to the side and float your arms down so that they're about shoulder height, palms facing the floor now. Drop the tops of your shoulders. On your next inhale, lift your ribs a little bit higher off your hips. And as you exhale, rotate your upper body to the right, keeping your arms out to the side like helicopter blades. Inhale, come back to center. And exhale, turn to the left. Keep the left hip moving forward so the twist happens in the middle of your back. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, turn to the right. Inhale to center. Exhale, left. Inhale, center. Keep the hips square forward. One more time. Exhale, right. Inhale, center. And exhale, left. Inhale to center. Now release your hands down. Relax your shoulders. Again, you might shake them a little bit. Keep the legs in that Warrior One position. As you take your next breath in, lift your shoulders to your ears. And as you exhale, roll them down your back and start to squeeze them together down deep in your back. Now bend your elbows, bring your hands behind your back and interlace your fingers. Extend your index fingers, that steeple shape again. Reach your index fingers toward the floor. As your heart lifts, the chest open, the collarbones broaden, and the shoulder blades drop toward the hips. Notice if you lift it up out of your right knee, sink the knee back over the heel. Press into the outside edge of your left foot. Really anchor that foot down. And deepen here by hinging from your hips. Reach your heart towards your right knee. And you can keep coming forward until your abdomen is resting on your right thigh. If it's appropriate for you to relax your neck and drop your head, then do that. So the crown of your head is reaching towards your right big toe. Perhaps your hands will come up a little bit more, so now your index fingers are pointing to the sky. Or perhaps if your shoulders are very open, all the way over your head and out in front of you. Keep pressing down into the outside edge of your left foot to counter the weight of your upper body being forward. Breathe easy. Slowing the breath down. Now lower your arms slightly. Lift your chin and bring your neck into line with your upper back. Look out ahead of you 4 or 5 feet and peel your heart up just a little bit further. Shift your weight into your right foot and roll up onto your left big toe. Keep your hips square to the floor as you press down into your right foot and float up into a variation of airplane pose. The hips squaring with the floor. Flex your left foot as it comes off the floor. Turn your inner thigh up to the sky so that your pinky toe points at the floor. Keep the heel pressing back. And you're still reaching back through your index fingers, drawing the shoulder blades toward the hips so your index fingers are reaching out towards your heels. Heart's coming forward. Keep your gaze out in front of you 4 or 5 feet and take a few breaths here. Your standing leg can be straight or slightly bent. Avoid locking your knee and continue to press the floor away with that right foot. Take a couple more breaths. Smiling. Be playful. Now start to bend your right knee. Reach back with your left toes so that they land where you took off from and roll your heel in to 45 degrees as you flatten that foot to the floor. Now reaching your index fingers towards your left heel, lift your heart, inhale. Put some bend into your elbows, slide your hands apart, and float your arms back up over your head. Bring your hands together at the top. And as you exhale, lower your hands down to your heart. Rest your thumbs against your sternum. Now step your left foot forward to meet the right. Keep your heart lifting into your thumbs. Feet about hip-width apart. Take an inhale here, and as you exhale, bend your knees, hinge at your hips, and sit down into chair pose. Knees stay over the feet so you can see your toes out in front of your knees. Reach your tailbone back and down. Keep lifting your heart into your thumbs, and sink as low as you comfortably can into chair. Now take an inhale here, And as you exhale, rotate your heart to the right and bring your left elbow to the outside of your right knee. Your hands might need to come away from your heart in order to get there. And if you need to modify, you can put your elbow between your knees for a little intermediary position. Once your elbow is pressing against the outside of your right knee, rotate your heart towards your hands. Keep your forearms in one straight line so your right elbow points to the sky. Feel the twist in the middle of your back. Drop your right hip and send it a little to the left to keep your hips level with the floor. Take one more breath here, and then playfully release your arms so that your left fingers find the floor, right arm reaches up to the sky. Open up through your heart, smile, take one more breath in, and as you exhale, unwind your twist and drop both hands down to the floor by your feet. Bend your knees deeply so that your abdomen rests against your thighs. Relax your neck, drop your head. Breathe into that. Now press your feet down into the floor. And as you take your next inhale, tuck your tailbone and stack your vertebrae one on top of another from the bottom up. Rolling up, keep your arms nice and loose, shoulders relaxed, bring the shoulders up over the hips and then the ears over the shoulders, and stand once again in mountain pose. Do a quick little scan of your body. Notice what's true in your body in this moment. Notice if there's tension and release that tension by smiling. Find the joy in what was available to you in that series of poses. And give yourself permission to playfully approach as we do the other side. Step your right foot back 2.5 to 3 feet and turn your toes to a 45 degree angle. Keep your hips facing forward. Drop to the outside edge of that right foot. Bend your left knee and stack it over your heel. Take a moment to feel your feet root down through both. And as you take your next breath in, float your arms up over your head. Bring your arms to your ears, palms facing each other, heart lifting. Lift the bottom ribs away from the hips as your tailbone reaches down. Feel the lengthening in the sides of your waist. Reach your crown towards your thumbs. Take another breath. And now turn your palms out and float your arms down so that they're shoulder height, palms facing the floor, fingers reaching out to either side. Keeping the arms in that one nice line, arm bone to collarbones to arm bone. Take an inhale, and as you exhale, rotate your heart to the left. Keep the hips squared forward. Inhale, come back to center. And exhale, rotate to the right. Keep the right hip point pressing forward. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, rotate left. Inhale, center. Exhale, rotate right. Inhale, center. Exhale, rotate left. Last time, inhale, center. Exhale, rotate right. Inhale to center. Pause. Release your arms down. Relax the shoulders. Give them a little shake. Check in with your feet. Are you still anchored through both feet? Now take an inhale, lift your shoulders to your ears, squeeze your shoulder blades together, slide your shoulders down your back. Bend your elbows, bring your hands together, interlace your fingers, and extend your index fingers. So as your index fingers reach toward the floor, the shoulder blades draw a little bit further down, the heart lifts, Stay nice and broad through your chest. And avoid closing the back of the heart too much. So we want to bring the shoulder blades together right down at their bottom points. So there's a deep V down your back. Now press down again into the outside edge of your right foot. And to deepen here, as you exhale, hinge from your left hip, reach your heart forward over your left knee until your abdomen connects to your thigh. With your belly resting on your thigh, you can relax your neck and drop your head so the crown reaches toward the left big toe. Your arms might start to come up, so the index fingers are beginning to reach to the sky. If you're flexible and open in your shoulders, you may be able to lift up a little bit higher, or even as your head rounds forward, drop your arms over your head so that you're falling toward the floor and the index fingers point out in front of you. Wherever you are with it, breathe and be playful. There's no place you have to get to. Smile. Feel your breath. Keep pressing down into your right foot, especially the outside edge of your heel. Now, keeping that back foot pressed into the floor, lift your head and bring your neck into line with your upper back. Lift your heart a little bit more off of your left thigh. Lift your chin slightly, look out ahead of you. Find a focal point. Shift your weight into your left foot and rock your weight forward into that foot until you come up onto your right big toe. Keep your heart open, shoulder blades moving toward the hips. And then slowly shift a little more weight into your left foot. Press down into that foot, lift your left hip and float your right toes up off the floor. Flex your right foot, press back through your heel, and turn your right outer hip down and your right inner thigh up so that the tip of your pinky toe points down at the floor. Index fingers reach back to the heel, crown reaching forward. Stay with that focal point 4 or 5 feet out in front of you. Take another breath. Now slowly begin to bend your left knee, land on your right big toe, and then spin your heel in to put your foot all the way down. Lift your heart so your shoulders come back up over your hip. Reach down through your tailbone. Bend your elbows, slide your fingers apart, and feel the lightness in your arms as you float them up overhead. You might tingle as you decompress your shoulders. Now bring your hands together and lower them down to your heart. Rest your thumbs on your sternum. Step your right foot forward to meet the left, coming into mountain pose. Now take an inhale here, lift your heart a little more into your thumbs, and as you exhale, bend your knees, hinge at your hips, and sit down into your chair. Keep your heart lifting, reach your tailbone back and down, keep shifting your weight back so that your toes are visible in front of your knees. A little lower into your chair. Now keeping your thumbs against your sternum and your left hip down, as you take your next exhale, rotate your heart to the left and bring your right elbow to the outside of your left knee. Again, modify to the inside of both knees if necessary. If your heart came away from your hands, that's okay. Keep reaching your left elbow to the sky and gently work your heart towards your thumbs again. Keep your left hip down and moving to the right so your sacrum is flat and the twist is happening in the middle of your back, right around those bottom ribs. And now release your hands from your heart, float your right fingers to the floor, send your left arm to the sky and open a little bit more into that twist. Breathe into that. As you take your next exhale, unwind your twist, keep your knees bent, drop your upper body over your thighs. Relax your neck so the crown falls toward the floor. Relax your shoulders, let your arms hang. Might feel good here to shake the shoulders or swing or sway a little bit. Maybe nod your head yes and no to release your neck. And now bend your knees and place your hands flat on the floor under your shoulders. And step your feet back to come into downward facing dog. Playfully, pedal your heels a few times. The backs of your legs start to open. Lift your tailbone to the sky. Now exhale and release your knees down to the mat. Walk your hands towards your knees, drop your hips to one side of your feet and swing your legs around. Roll down onto your back and draw your knees into your chest. Rock a little bit from side to side. Let it be fun and playful. Now keep your knees bent towards your chest. But release them, open your knees out about shoulder width apart, and extend your arms between your knees so that your palms face each other, your fingers are reaching. Keeping your knees bent to the outside of your arms, flex your feet, draw your heels in and down a little bit, and slide your hands from the inside of your legs to the outside of your feet until you can wrap your fingers around the sole of your foot. Keep both feet flexed. Your heel stacking over your knees. Press your tailbone toward the floor to flatten your sacrum and feel that little stretch in your hips. Another breath and then begin to rock side to side, gently rolling across the sacrum. Keep your tailbone reaching toward the floor to keep the sacrum flat. Happy baby pose. Smile. You can even rock all the way over to one thigh and then all the way over to the other. Rolling completely to one side, completely to the other, rocking back and forth. Let it be fun, like a baby that's just discovered their feet. No right way. Just explore, what does your child inside want to do? How is that coming out to play for you? Now rock back to center. Bring your heels in and down a little bit. Slide your hands off of your feet. Bring your arms all the way down and then bring your hands to the outsides of your knees and guide them towards each other. Give your knees another little hug. It may feel good to peel your upper back and your head off of the mat and bring your chin or your nose to your knees. And then a little hug, tightening up like a seed. It's waiting. Now slow that all down. Back to center. Release your knees, drop your feet to the floor, and extend your legs out. Turn your palms to the sky. Melt your shoulder blades into the floor. Align your head and neck with your upper back so your spine is straight from your tailbone to your crown. Release your legs out long on the mat. Roll them open so that your feet splay apart. Close your eyes. Do a quick scan through your body, noticing the playful energy in your body today. And I'm going to leave you here to stay in final relaxation as long as you desire. Explore final relaxation just as you did your practice, with childlike curiosity and innocence. Acknowledging the divine light that shines in all beings and connects us and makes us one. Namaste.